from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
And we are now here with Todd Malloy from Huntersville, North Carolina, LLC, founder, clinical director of Inner Peace Counseling Center. Welcome to the show today, Todd. How are you?
I am well, Jill. How are you? Thank you so very much for having me.
I'm doing well, too. Thank you so much for being here. It's exciting to have you on, a man of many accolades here, and he's here helping you transform your life. Speaker, coacher, you name it, he does it all. Todd Malloy, please introduce yourself to our listeners today.
Well, my name is Todd Malloy. I am a guy with about 30 years of academic, personal experience on helping people transition through the fragility of life. One of the things that life has taught me is how fragile it is, and as a result of that, I've committed my life to being a part of the solution to the ills of society, helping people be who they are on the inside that doesn't always manifest openly, pressing through emotional distress, burdens, people that want to do professional growth and building, and helping people achieve a life worth celebrating.
Beautiful. Well, it's exciting to have you here, and I know you do so much, and we have to get to know you, obviously, and I know you've started your private practice over, my gosh, a decade ago to really help people, so I want to find out more about you and what brought you this passion and drive to help other people in the career you do.
Well, you know, I grew up as a oldest child, single parent, female head of household in a very lower socioeconomic situation. Actually, I probably have been every negative stereotype according to society based back in the 60s when I was born. However, irrespective of that, I was always taught that I was bigger than the environment that I was a part of. And as you go through life and being raised by your mother, ninth grade education, your father not being present, you're faced with a lot of challenges. And, you know, I recognize guys are not supposed to be emotional, but I think I was the one guy that was born connected to his emotions. And I saw a lot of hurt, heartache, disappointments, and pains, and I experienced them myself. But for whatever reasons, there was always a will and a desire to me to know that there was something bigger. You know, when I was 17, I wanted to be a therapist. However, back then, large African-American men were bred to be athletes, not necessarily academics, and I was the nerd. So, and again, saying I wanted to be a therapist, my environment didn't tell me that that was an opportunity for me. So because I was good in math and engineering, I, at that point, decided not to do what I wanted to do and did what I thought was the right thing to do for my family. Well, I heard you're good at math and science, become an engineer. Became an engineer, became fairly successful, but I recognized that I was unhappy in life. And like a lot of my colleagues, actually, I worked for a very prominent engineering firm. And a number of the engineers I worked with never really wanted to be engineers. We wanted to be writers, actors, all of these different things. And after a while, you kind of live your life recognizing that I've been living life to everybody else's terms and not really counting myself as a factor in my own equation of life. Then when I got to be about 42 years old, I gave myself permission to really say, hey, I'm going to give myself permission to be who I want to be. That is that therapist, not just as a whole body therapist, looking at a whole person, not just pieces and parts. I began to do my own soul searching, looking at my own burdens, my own baggage, my own self-sabotage, went to seminary school, became a senior pastor prior to being 42, but in the midst of doing community service and work, because I've always wanted to help people, I've always, again, recognized life tenderized me, but as opposed to allowing the burdens to defeat me, I recognized there were lessons in everything really working towards propelling me to be the greatest person that I could be. In turn, I began to give myself permission to really hear my inner voice and make the choices that now my inner voice would be heard openly, outwardly, and make the actions and take the actions and behaviors that would support what was going on inside of me. Ultimately, transition from a successful engineer, a senior pastor, to being a therapist in private practice, doing working internationally, motivating people, challenging people, asking the tough questions, and allowing people and facilitating individuals, families, couples, companies, churches, really achieve their greatest heights in a life worth celebrating on their terms, as opposed to society or the they, them of the world, who yet we have clearly defined, we haven't yet clearly defined who are the they, them of the world that are steering the world. But it doesn't mean that you don't matter, that you don't count. And my biggest message is you matter, you count. What is your voice saying? And I want to be a proponent of society and an offering to the world to say, hey, you matter, count yourself.
Yeah.
And by counting yourself, what shifts and changes need to happen?
Well, I love that you said, I was reading earlier, you say, learn to let go of the things that weigh you down, uncover and embrace their true greatest selves. You know, discover what, you know, it's life like to live a worth like celebrating, full of joy. You know,
exactly.
And it's really what we all need to start focusing on. And I must say, and I'm going to ask you, your opinion about the pandemic. I mean, it's been 2 years of people in an uproar, anxiety and stress, loss of job, loss of life. And that has had so much impact on so many people so negatively, but I think positively we got to look at the good to come out of it. And I think it's just now time to really talk about the good and what you want to be and what you want to do, that you could do it. And the fact you help people with this on a daily basis to give them that life worth celebrating is fascinating. Sorry to interrupt. Continue.
No, but all is well. But even from the standpoint, think about this, from the pandemic and all the things that have happened in the midst of the pandemic season has really stretched and pushed society beyond its coping measures. You know, we have people that are theoretically normal and sane doing some things that aren't necessarily considered sane. You have marriages and relationships being stressed beyond their coping strategies and mechanisms. And I know people have thought a lot of this is negative, but you can also look at it as how might it really be shaking up the world to put more focus on mental health, of which they have. The Me Too generation, people being shared fairly and appropriately. But also some of those things happen in life, really not to defeat us, but to really challenge us to think, are we really living the life we want to live? And then how can we actually change it? The pressure and stress of life is really about forging a course to you getting to where you want to be if you choose the right mindset. You know, the mindset of life and adversity is really not about the emotions. It's really about what is the lesson that I'm learning in the midst of the emotional experience that I'm having, and how do I build from that awareness? I'm a firm believer in any darkness and any challenges in life are really to awaken you to an understanding, a now new understanding, and begin to direct you through life. Emotions, whether good or bad, are really traffic signs to guide you through how to maneuver through life successfully. And if we can begin to, again, focus on, as opposed to the feeling and the experience, and really look for lessons in life, because I truly believe that everything in life is really about forging a course for you to achieve your goal. So we go to college and we want to be doctors. Yes, we do all-nighters, we crash, we burn, we upset with professors and teachers and all of these things. But at the end of the day, at the end of the journey, you walk out with an achieved goal, with lessons learned that empower you to move in your chosen profession with a level of excellence. But if we really embrace that as life, as we're going through disappointments, hurts, pains, it's really about forging a course for us to understand ourselves, what's important to us, and then create an external environment that supports that we achieve the goal. So again, with the pandemic and all of the other Black Lives Matters and all the other disruptions that we've all experienced and having impacted us, we choose if that impact is positive or negative. We're always empowered with a choice. That's never taken away from us. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. And also, let's just point out here, for those listening, tuning in, toddmalloy.com, toddmalloy.com is the website. We can find out more. But also, you know, let's talk about, you know, why you do what you do and the impact upon those you help.
Well, again, you know, I want to do this. I do what I do because I really want to be a solution. You know, we all believe we have a calling, and my calling, my passion in life is to help and serve. This is my offering to help and serve. And, you know, I've had, you know, again, I've worked privately in private practice for 11 years, but I've really been counseling people for over 30 years. And I've worked for everything from, when I say nighttime pharmaceutical dealers, to corporate execs, PGA executives, PGA players, NBA, NFL, et cetera. And we help them achieve goals, whether it's personal relationships and their marriages. You have dysfunctional, challenged marriages to happy marriages. People that are looking for changes and crossroads in life. I have a number of people, professionals, that have committed 20-year careers to one profession and recognize, just as I recognize, this is not really who I am. And I help people transition through the crossroads of life to really become their authentic selves. So we have Armani models that have felt shallow and not really valued for other than their appearance. And which is, it's surprisingly enough, you find some of those individuals, one that I was working with specifically, felt extremely insecure, didn't feel he was an effective communicator, didn't feel that he could actually have a real relationship, to where now he's thriving in life, having an excellent marriage, and actually shared, after being married 16 years unhappily, in the 17th anniversary, they came to actually session, and I congratulated, hey, why would you want to spend your anniversary with a therapist? But the thing is, we've had the best life, best experience over the last year than we've ever had in life, is because he took ownership for his experience and began to validate his own experience to learn how to use his voice. That had a rippling effect, not just in his marriage, but in his profession and throughout the other spheres of life. Again, the goals, the victories that we want to win, the answers are within. And I facilitate people tapping into their truest self and giving themselves permission to be who they desire to be, hope to be, and believe they're called to be at whatever stage of life. And again, in regards to businesses and things like that, it's about cultural shifts and changes, building teams, understanding how to build teams, how to understand people and the baggage we bring, but utilize some of those challenges for strengths, and teaching people how to be more empathetic with one another as opposed to directive or crass. Individuals have achieved new businesses. Again, it varies on the goals and the expectations of the individuals or couples I'm working with.
Got it. And at this time, we got to take a quick commercial break. So let's remind everyone the best forms of contact for you. ToddMalloy.com. You want to give out a phone number, any social media pages as well?
Yes. You can ToddMalloy.com. You can reach out to me via phone at 704-937-2286. Todd, you can go to Facebook, Todd Malloy on Facebook, and Todd Malloy on Instagram.
Perfect. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll take that break. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Attracting new customers has been tricky. So we claimed our free business profile on Google. Yeah, now we can accept bookings, list our products, even post updates. Our free business profile helps us stand out and connect with customers on Google.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Time before AT&T fiber internet.
Shame, shame, shame.
What did you do, love?
I ran out of internet data.
And they're making you shame walk.
No, it's just how I feel. Shame, shame.
In the time after AT&T fiber internet.
Nice to have unlimited internet data, right?
Right.
The dawn of a better internet era with AT&T Fiber.
Limited availability in select areas. Check eligibility at att.com/get fiber. Restrictions apply.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Welcome back to the show. Todd Malloy here, a speaker, coach, and he's from Inner Peace Counseling Center. He founded this more than 30 years ago to really help those individuals thrive through different forms of therapy. You've coached hundreds of people, thousands, I'm sure, now at this point, all walks of life through crosses, professional setbacks, advances, personal development. And can we talk specifically about some of the areas you do help people in? I know from personal growth development to careers you just mentioned, transition team building. So you work with groups as well.
Oh, most definitely. I work with churches and corporate-minded institutions. Again, most systems in life deal with people. In order to build effective teams and understand teamwork, understanding how to collaborate, things of that nature, having a mental health background facilitates that. And again, I was in leadership roles in corporate America for 30 years prior to becoming a therapist and owning P&Ls, doing international work. So who better to have someone that's walked the journey, lived the road? So, you know, even though I may be dating myself and communicating, I've not just gone to school and studied. I've also lived a life and been a very eclectic in my life. So when I'm able, it allows me to connect to a wide variety of people and bring a level of excellence that it can only be earned through experiential learning, living day to day, being a family man, raising a family, being unemployed, being employed, being all of these things. And then in addition to developing the coping skills to be successful in business and personal, it equips me to be as effective as I can to a number of arenas, which include, you know, the public sector, which includes corporations and athletic institutions. And again, just being by nature who I am, I work with individuals. But again, the 30 years that I've lived hasn't been done in a vacuum. I've been hurt. I've been disappointed. I've had wins. I've had successes. I've gotten U.S. patents. I've managed P&Ls. But through all of those things, you have to manage through the emotional unrest and well-being, which really motivated me even the more to become a therapist, because as I was maneuvering myself through the corporate politics and team building, having to build teams, being a leader in those environments, created my own personal burden and stress, which pursued me deeper into my spiritual faith, pursued me seeking out therapy for myself, and even going to therapy school to work through my own.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. And I know you mentioned that the eldest son of a single parent mother with a ninth grade education. Mm-hmm. You went through a lot. Could you share your experience of growing up and what brought you here?
Yeah. So personally, to grow up and at 5 years old to have your father leave, and you're now the man of the house with the raising of a 3-year-old brother. You know, obviously back then when I was raised, DSS was not as prevalent as they are now, so there are probably some situations that they would have attempted to remove me from the house. However, that wasn't my story. So, you know, just dealing with being a former welfare child and to maturing to a point where you're teaching postdoctorate work in studies at the University of Michigan. So in that are the hurts and the burdens, the challenges, the stresses, the stereotypes that come from marginalized groups of people, where you oftentimes grow up and you don't think that you're enough, and then you feel you have to prove things, and you feel like an albatross or a foreigner in your own land. And having to press through that and the emotional stress and burdens that go with that, and you get on an elevator, and I'm 6'5", I'm 240, athletically built, you know, a darker skinned person. So when you get on an elevator, even though you have a $400, $500 suit on, people jump when they see you. Or they don't even want to believe that you are who you are because of what you look like. So all of those things people go through on a day-to-day basis. I'm not unique in that. But how we handle it and how we cope with it determines the quality of life. And I've learned that through that process. You know, I've been homeless, I've been disappointed, I've been married, I've been divorced, I've been all of those things. And with those things, as opposed to allowing it to be to my shame, I allow it to build me to be the man that I am and to facilitate my own personal growth and to facilitate the journey, to facilitate others to be on a journey of growth and, again, maturing into their greatest selves and having a life worth celebrating.
Yeah, and you've graced many stages as a public speaker, you know, for nonprofits, for sports teams, for companies. Could you talk a little bit about that type of work and inspiration that you really are to so many people?
Yes. You know, again, it boils down to establishing personal relationships with people, because people are people no matter what they do in life, and everybody wants to win. It's important to have a resource, a mentor, someone that is an unbiased source that really is able to connect to you. My eclectic background allows me to connect to a wide variety of people, allows me to feel human, allows them to feel safe and comfortable to be transparent with me such that I can really be of best value. And then as I work with individuals that are corporate execs, they say, hey, I appreciate what you've done in my life. Now I would like to see if you can do it for my team. And now, I'm doing some cultural shifts. Because I was a project manager and have PMP certifications back in the day, I understand about building teams and projects. And with the therapeutic background, understanding people from a psychological perspective, they've identified me to be able to effectively put teams together, help people work through emotional stress and burden. Obviously, PGA players, NFL, NBA, people still have families and worlds outside of that that have an adverse impact. So as I've been able to accomplish some individual work with these groups of people, now they've offered and invited me into the larger arenas. We do team building in church, and I am the first African-American male sex therapist in America here at Tell, and I talk to churches at times to help them balance the church, religion, and sexuality. So again, as I've been doing this over the years and impacted individual lives, they've in turn, as they've grown, they've invited me to travel with them. So again, generally, that's the route. But again, it's about achieving goals. It's helping professional athletes be able to stay focused. It's not allowing the outside burdens and the outside distractions to hinder their performances. For teams to grow, because as companies grow and the teams get more effective, they're more profitable. It limits their financial liabilities and things of that nature. So it's a win all the way around. The more you understand people, the more people understand themselves. It has a rippling effect throughout every aspect of their lives because nothing's done in a vacuum.
Yeah, and by the way, during the break, I took a look at your latest blog post, which I think people should check out under toddmalloy.com. You talk about being a great lover starts with self-awareness and personal exploration. And you mentioned, I know relationships is something big you deal with. Could you talk a little bit about that and give us some insight? It'd be very helpful, I think, to some listeners.
Because, again, no one's taught how to be an effective communicator. No one's taught how to be an intimate partner. We're taught to be students. We're taught to be excellent professionals. We're taught to be military staff. Typically, when it comes to relationships, you got pieces and parts. I have pieces and parts. Let's throw them together, hope for the best. As far as I'm concerned, that's an accident waiting to happen. True intimacy is about self-awareness and exploration, is because I actually have to teach you how to love me, how to value me, how to care for me. No one knows organically or instinctively how to take care of another because we all live life through our own eyes and no other eyes. Everybody has different erogenous zones. So the more aware that I am of myself, the better I can teach you how to take care of me mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, intimately, sexually. Think about this. The clothes we have on have instructions. So for as long, if we actually care for our clothes the way the instructions read, they could theoretically last us a lifetime. We don't come with instructions. So we actually have to be secure enough to be able to do our own introspective look, understand our bodies, understand what excites us, what stimulates us mentally, what stimulates us physically. Then as we're meeting people, now I can actually introduce you to who I am and teach you and explore with you who I am, but then I'm also open to learning who you are and you teaching me how to be cared for, and you teach me how to care for you, and I teach you how to care for me, and we equally win. Remember, intimacy, relationships are unique. They're organic. We cannot be replicated. Why is that? It's because everybody's different. No two households are exactly the same. Everybody has different wants, desires, needs. Your siblings, every sibling doesn't like the same thing. So unless we're able to teach, we set ourselves up to be disappointed and we set everybody else up to fail. We have to know who we are to teach people how to care for you. I look like a bull in a china shop. People perceive me to be very direct. They see me as a bull in a china shop, but actually, I'm actually a fine piece of china and I can break. But understanding that I'm a fine piece of china tells me not to hang out with sledgehammers. But until I define myself internally, my external expression may deceive people. And if I end up with a sledgehammer, I disappoint the sledgehammer because I won't last long. But then I'm broken after being in experience with a sledgehammer. So I have to know who I am to position myself successfully to win at any layer of life. That makes sense.
Beautifully said, Todd. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Can you do us a favor and give us the best form and all forms of contact for you so our listeners can reach out if they're interested in using some of your coaching and skills?
All right. Yes, thank you. You can reach me at toddmalloy.com, toddmalloy.com, or at innerpeacecounselingcenter.com, Facebook, Todd Malloy, Instagram, Todd Malloy, and also, and Instagram, Todd Malloy, also in Twitter. So again, I can be reached at 704-937-2286.
Great. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it. And to all of our listeners, we appreciate you. We'll be right back with more after the break. Don't go anywhere. Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with your mouth full, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.